You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Burley, and today is March 2nd, 2020. All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. This week we have a new straight razor release, believe it or not, from an old company. It's been out. It's actually been around a little bit, but I just recently discovered it, so I do apologize for being a little bit late on the news for this one. Pretty interesting from K-Bar, new straight razor, a company that was made, that made razors basically in the 1800s to the early 20th century, and now has released a new straight razor in the same method of production. Currently sold out, but I think they're going to have some more stock, hopefully here or there. If not, if you guys have one, check it out too. The Big Shave Southwest is less than 30 days away. It's coming up. It's this month, believe it or not. I can't believe we're already in March. And we'll talk a little bit about that, and the vendor's going to that one as well. $200 plus for a shaving knot, for a shaving brush knot. Too much or too little? Is it getting a little bit too high? We'll talk a little bit about that as well. The Maggards meetup is actually coming up in May. The Maggards meetup is another really big meetup, just like the Big Shave Southwest. So that's coming up. And the Rubber Set 400, the most replicated brush design revisited. Yes, we're going to talk a little bit about this again. We mentioned this previously in years past, but a little bit more information on it. And there's more. There's actually more deviations of the design as well. So without further ado, guys, let's get on with the show. K-Bar Straight Razor is back from, well, it's from a hiatus of about 200 years, maybe a little bit, maybe 150 years. The limited edition State of the Union 6412 is a hollow ground straight razor built in the same design as, well, as they used to build them, the K-Bar's razors used to be in the 1800s. Made out in Olney, New York, which is the area where a lot of straight razors were made back in the day. This is still a knife company, still very well in business, and they decided to make a limited edition straight razor, and I've seen some pretty decent reviews coming out on it as well. So, I mean, this is made in the same style. It does look like they updated a few things to it. Like, it looks like there's hex head pins for it instead of just a regular pin, so you can take it apart and clean it easier. But this razor is really a homage to the past, and if you're looking for, like, a razor that was actually built in the same manner as it would have been when you buy a bunch of vintage razors, this is probably the one for you. And it also comes with a bone linen micarta candle, so it's not real bone, but I mean, it's pretty cool. Looks like it. And it's made with 1095 Crovon steel, which is actually very good. I looked it up a little bit to get a little research on that, and it is a form of carbon steel that works very well, holds a great edge. So, I wish I would have known about it, because I would have purchased one. I just found out about it just recently, and I went on the site and it was sold out. So hopefully the limited edition is going to be back soon. Hopefully we'll see that back. It won't be too limited. The price on it was $199, so it's definitely in line with new straight razor pricing from any new producer today. So guys, check it out. I left the show note and the links. The K-Bar State of the Union Homage Razor. All right, and we have the Big Shave West. It is coming up sooner than later. I'm going on their website now. I check periodically here every week just to see. There are a pretty decent amount of people going to this event. There are a lot of there's going to be guest speakers. There's going to be those events prior to. They're going to Tombstone. They're going to a couple other group. And also, it just looks like a lot of fun. So this is not really a one-day trip. If you want to make it a trip, you can go for the event and then go home. But if you want to make this into like a week-long thing, this is definitely right up your alley. Now, the issue here that we have is just being able to take time off and hotel rooms and stuff like that. But they have you all covered, really, with that if you want to get a discount at a hotel, et cetera. So they have a baseball night, game night. They're going to Tombstone. They have a cigar night. They have other nights of neighboring businesses. So this is really getting big into the community of Arizona. Just looking through the Ghost Town Museum day trip, I mean, they're just doing so much stuff. They're going to have Frank Augustine, Lost Dutchman, excuse me. He's going to be there speaking. I mean, it just looks pretty cool. I really wish I could make it this year, guys. I know I said I would, but just for me at the point now, it's just, it's pretty tough to make it with a little one. So maybe next year or a year after that, I'll be there. But I did, like I've mentioned many times, I've attended a meetup before, and they are very fun. You can't beat it. I mean, the meetups are great. You get to meet everybody in person, get to see a bunch of new stuff. And this one looks like they're just enhancing it. So it's just starting on like Wednesday, you get there and until Sunday. So if you're in the area, if you can make it, guys, check it out. And please, if you can, send me some pictures and stuff. I will feature it on the show because I love meetups, and I especially love big meetups when everybody gets to see each other at least once a year. So check it out, guys. Big Shave Southwest if you haven't already. So after speaking about the shave knot in the beginning of the show here, the $200 shave knot, I'm not going to mention the vendors that are doing them because there are a couple of vendors, and I'm not bashing anybody's business or trying to hurt their business, because you know what? Quality is better than quantity, I think so. But is it too much? Is $200 for a shave brush not too much? I mean, are we getting a little bit out of hand? So recently I was looking at getting some knots done, and I wanted some custom ones. And I remember the pricing of certain ones of certain companies were like, it was like $100. I remember way back when I first started, I was already wet shaving when they first started coming out with, you know, hand tied knots from vendors. And you're looking at $100 for just to get the brush done. You send your brush in, they do it, they'll tie it for you, and you'll get it for $100. Regardless, you know, the size would be about from 24 to 30 millimeter. Maybe a little bigger if you want. You know, 30 millimeters is a nice brush, but it's very condensed, so I don't know if it would be, if it's that needed for 30. But I do have a couple of 30 millimeter brushes. I do love them, but I don't. That 26 millimeter, 24, 26 is like the sweet spot for me. So around that price point, I said, okay, that's pretty good to get a custom knot. Now, just go looking on. They start some vendors are doing $200. Some vendors are doing, you know, $90. Or some for other knots and stuff like that. Now, is that too much? Because you can get, I mean, I'm going to be honest, guys. You can get a nice Simpson brush for $350. You can get pretty much the best they have. Like the manicuring knot with the 28 millimeter, you can get a nice size 30 millimeter, chubby tube, whatever it is, right? I have some Simpson brushes. And I think all of the Simpson brushes are great. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, they make a good quality brush. And I think all the artisan brushes are great too. But when I went online, I'm looking at some certain vendors at $310 for a shave brush with really not much. I mean, it is great, but I think we're looking at, okay, I understand tariffs. Tariffs came through and have been badger hair. People got to pay a little bit more. But if everybody's buying their badger hair from a certain area, because I've gone online searching it, because I've actually wanted to tie my own knots before and try it out. I've only found two people that sell it. And one, they're both coming from like Alibaba or AliExpress. So it's coming all from China. And I saw the prices, and the prices have gone up a little bit, but they haven't gone up enough to double the price of an actual unit to tie and everything like that. And again, I don't know all the logistics, but I'm just saying, I think maybe we're looking at supply and demand here. I think more people are wanting it, and we're willing to pay $210 or $90 for a set knot, and they're looking at paying it for really for what? I mean, are you getting the best quality badger hair? I mean, are badgers that much different when you purchase hair from them than from somebody else? I don't know, because it's all coming from really the same place from my research. So, again, I'm not really judging or bashing any vendors for charging this amount of money. I applaud them because they can, but are we getting a little out of hand? $200 for a shave knot. I mean, until they stop selling them, I guess not, right? I guess it's still a good deal. If you, as long as you're selling your knots and doing that and still making brushes, you're good. But I'm out now, guys. I think I'm almost out of the custom shave brush or those custom knots. I mean, I have several of them myself now, and I'm pretty happy with them. And I didn't pay that, but $300 for, you know, for three or four vendors I've looked at that do the hand tied knots. Look at $310 for a 28 millimeter knot, best badger hair. All right, it's not manicure and hair. I mean, whether or not you believe in that, over the fence, this fence there with the manicure story. Okay, so I mean, what do you have? Do you have any comments, questions? Are you a brush maker? Do you think that I'm totally wrong that your costs have gone up over twice, over 200% in the last 2 years? I mean, I don't know. I remember being able to buy a custom brush for about 200. Now they're 310. So, well, that's my say on it. I hope you guys are. I hope these cool brushes. I still haven't bought a real custom brush in a while, and I see like on the secondary market they're still going for a premium. So, and like we did mention previously in Sharpologist about those custom brush handles and those custom brush knots and how they're going up in popularity and everybody wants them. But guys, let me tell you, they're great. But Simpson and those companies and like Simpsons are really good brushes too, and they're less or they're about the same. You're still going to spend a lot of money, but you get a higher quality brush or higher quality knot for around the same price than than some of these custom ones. There's also there's other companies like Shave Mac out there. Shave Mac does a killer brush, and I remember I think I paid in the twos for a custom knot on an ebonite handle. So I mean, check it out, guys. I mean, I could be completely wrong, but this is just my observation. I read every day. I go through all these vendors and all of these these items and say, hey, maybe this isn't add up. It's just gone up a lot, and we're talking 50, 60% in 2 years, to 200% in some areas, when some of the bigger guys, the bigger companies, have kept their prices roughly the same, maybe $5 or $10 difference. Or even gone down a little bit. So I do apologize if this offended anyone. Wasn't looking to do that, but I am looking to actually speak the truth of the brush business. And I know these brushes are great, and I enjoy using them. So I do applaud everybody that does purchase these brushes, and also who are the guys that are making them too, because they are high quality and they are great. So, moving along to the Maggards meetup. This is on May 30th, 2020. Now, I was just looking around. I look at meetups. I look for big meets. Haven't seen too many besides the Big Shave Southwest or Big Shave West and the Maggards meetup. These are two really big meetups for the year. Now, they're roughly around the same time, so it does make it a little difficult to attend both. And they're on different times of the country, different areas of the country. So, if you hit one, if you can't do both, do one, right? So, the Maggards meetup's actually at Maggards in Adrian, Michigan. So just taking a look at their site and really honestly getting interested in, I would love to go to this one because I've been to the Big Shave West back when it was in California a few years ago. I've mentioned it many times. Maggards looks like a good store too. So Maggards this year, they're doing about 290 people is their cap. So they capped out last year at 240 with 24 vendors, and they're charging about $28 a ticket. But with your $28 ticket, you get a $10 drink voucher, $5, I'm sorry, $10 meal voucher, $5 drink voucher, or $6 drink voucher. You get free drinks, water, entrance to drawings, and all that. They're gonna have a pay it forward table, which is also the Big Shave West is gonna do as well, where you get to bring some stuff you don't need anymore, just drop it off, and also you can pick something up if you'd like. It's a great way, guys, if you have soaps and stuff you're not using. Or blades or something like that, like a box of blades that you had that's just been sitting there, you're not too crazy about. Drop them off on the table and see if there's something for you too. If not, even if you don't find something for yourself, clean out the den, and that gives you an excuse to buy a little bit more. So pay it forward table, pay it for, and that's both for both meetups are doing that. So that's really cool. And just looking at some of the pictures, it does look like a lot of fun. You're gonna have a lot of great vendors there as well. Many of the same vendors will be at both. Some will be at one or the other because of just the size of the country. So really look forward to hearing more about this. This is one that I would like to go to as well. And again, I really wish I could. I've been to a couple of them. They're awesome. This would be nice too because it's something I haven't been to before. So check them out, guys. Maggards.com under the link where it says 2020 meet, and just go check them out and see how and see if this meetup is for you. So when we talk, I just talked recently, briefly about the brushes, the brush knots, because I was looking to get my Rubber Set 400 re-knotted. Now I have about four knots for my Rubber Set 300. I buy the little blanks from PAA. I bought a bunch of them from Phoenix Artisan Accoutrements. He makes replica ones. And I bought a few of them a couple of years ago, and I filled it, and I put one synthetic knot in one. I put a boar's head knot in one, and I put a High Mountain West white badger knot in there as well. And I really enjoyed that knot. I like the I keep it so I can unscrew them and put on a new knot if I want, because I actually love the handle. I do love the handle. I wish it was just a little heavier, but I found ways to do that too if you want to make it a little heavier. But I'm okay with the weight. So I wanted to see if I can get a re-knot, and that's when I found out about the, that's when I was seeing more about the prices and the places I was looking at and how much the prices have gone up. Okay, so the Rubbersmith 400, this must be the most replicated brush design revisited, and why? So something we talked about brands a couple years ago. Today I want to discuss why it might be the best design ever, because honestly, I find myself with all my brushes that picking up the rubber set the most. And even though I don't have that original board knot that was on there, I still have the actual original one. Yes, I do. I don't use it. And it might not be to today's standards. But why is it so good? And it's just a lot of people replicate the design because it is something that's good. You know, being able to put your fingers in between those grooves on the side and just actually lather your face. Well, to be honest, guys, that's the way to do it. It actually, using it the proper way, the Rubbersmith 400 is kind of foolproofs the actual lathering on your face. What that means is it forces you to hold the brush the right way without making mistakes. A lot of people hold it with two fingers, one finger, they go to the side with it. You're actually supposed to hold the brush with the butt of the brush, the end of it, you know, the little side, the bottom of it, on your palm with your two fingers up, right? And then you put your two fingers, three fingers, four fingers, and your thumb on it, and then you lather like that, almost holding the end, the beginning of the knot instead of the handle, right? You want to almost touch the knot. That's how far your fingers are to get it. That what that does is it really makes the brush just evenly apply all the shave cream and actually protects the bristles in the long run instead of flopping it around like a paintbrush. All right, that's the true way to use one. The Rubbersmith 400 almost foolproofs it, making it so you'd use that, and that therefore you're shaving properly. All right, so if you're just starting out and you're looking for a brush to help you learn technique, this is the brush to do it because it foolproofs it. It makes it so you have to use it the right way, and you have to shave the right way with it. And I guess that's why it's so popular and so many people love this design, because it is just really comfortable in the hand and works. You know, get a great lather out of it, and it doesn't have to be, you know, 2 or 3 pounds. It's heavy. It's an aluminum brush. And there are other people making the same design now with stainless steel and plastic and, you know, other materials as well. But this, the original one, is aluminum and polished aluminum. And they really, I mean, if you find a vintage one, they are going for a premium right now. They are going for a little decent amount. You'll find one in bad shape for about $80, $100 US. If you find one fully restored, you might pay up to $200 for one of them, maybe $150. I've had several of these, and I know a couple collectors that have dozens of them. The two that I've personally owned, I actually sold one off because somebody was really, really interested in it, and they loved it. I restored it myself and put a new knot in it and everything. It was a beautiful brush. The one I use now is the one I've had for probably about 7 years, and I use it mostly with the badger knot, but I have plenty of knots to use with it. And it's just really enjoyable. I always find myself looking for, when I look at my brushes, I love picking that one up. And also to re-knot them, to restore them, they're pretty easy. Drilling out the knot itself is not too strenuous on this one, because you don't have to worry about damaging the actual handle. You just unscrew it and then just kind of like screw it out or cut the top of it off. And it's, you know, maybe use hot water and just try and loosen that knot out. So it is set in rubber, the original one, and knock it out of there. Or you can buy the little sleeves that they have at a PAA or any other vendors, see if they have them. And you can use that as well and put your own knot in there. Putting your own knot in there is a little bit difficult, but there are a couple of videos out there. You want to use the glue and you want to get them together and just make sure you set the loft correctly. Because once it's set, it's not that easy to take out. Now, I do recommend using silicone to set these knots. Silicone doesn't hold as much as like on the epoxies. It's not as strong, but it does the job well, especially when you do the initial set on rubber set, because it kind of gives you a backing for it when you put it in the actual sleeve or the ferrule, they call it, and it will hold it in place. I've actually, mine right now are all set with silicone with no with no epoxy, and it's actually been holding for about 7 years with no issues. Changed a few knots out, but no issues with it. So really, guys, the Rost Replicated Brush 400, there's over a dozen designs out right now for it from any price point, from price points as low as $5 or $10 all the way up to $200 or $300 for different ones. So that's why I think it's the best design ever, and you can let me know your thoughts too at joe.wetshivvynews@gmail.com. All right, guys, well, that concludes the show this week. Remember, our show is powered by Sharpologist.com, which your father didn't teach you about shaving. Special thanks to Mark, a.k.a. Mantic59, and most of all, you guys, the listeners. Without you, there'd be no podcast. So don't forget, check out a few of my other wet shaving ventures at ShaveStraightAndSafe.com. And always feel free to email me at joe.wetshivvynews@gmail.com. So, guys, next show will be the 16th of March, and we'll go over some St. Patrick's Day products and St. Patrick's Day special edition. So we'll be in around that area. If you haven't tried it out, the reason why I didn't do it this week is I'm kind of waiting for some new products to come out, and I haven't seen too many of them. So we'll do that for the next show. Until then, guys, shave straight and shave safe. Bye-bye now.